Chapter 50. Detective Inspector Hannes Grobelaar of the South African Criminal Investigation Department sat on the edge of the office chair with his hat tipped onto the back of his head and spoke into the telephone, which he held in a handkerchief-covered hand. He was a tall man with a long, sad face and a mournful-looking moustache that was streaked with grey. "Gold buying," he said into the receiver, and then in reply to the obvious question, "there's gold dust spilled all over the place, and a jeweller's scale and a .45 automatic with a full magazine and the safety catch still on. Dead man's prints on it." He listened. "Yeah, yeah, all right, yeah. Broken neck, looks like." Inspector Grobelaar swiveled his chair and looked down at the corpse that lay on the floor beside him. "A bit of blood on his lip, but nothing else." One of the fingerprint men came to the desk, and Grobelaar stood up to give him room to work. The receiver still held to his ear. "Prints?" he asked in disgust. "There are fingerprints on everything. We have isolated at least 40 separate sets so far." He listened a few seconds. "No, we will get him all right. It must be a Bantu mine worker, and we have got all the fingerprints of the men from outside the Republic. It's just a matter of checking them all out and then questioning." "Yeah, we'll have him within a month, that's for sure. I'll be back at John Forster Square about 5 o'clock, just as soon as we finish up here." He hung up the receiver and stood looking down at the murdered man. "Ugly bastard," said Sergeant Hugo beside him. "Asked for it, buying gold. It's as bad as diamonds." He drew attention to the large envelope he carried in his hand. "I've got a whole lot of glass fragments. Looks like the container the gold was in. The murderer tried to clean up, but he didn't make a very good job. These were under the desk." "Prints?" asked the detective. "Only one piece, big enough. It's got a smeary print on it. Might be of use." "Good," Grobelaar nodded. "Get cracking on that, then." There was a feminine wail from somewhere in the interior of the building, and Hugo grimaced. "There she starts again. Hell, I thought she'd exhausted herself. Bloody Portuguese women are the end." "You should hear them having a baby," grunted Grobelaar. "Where did you hear one?" "There was one in the ward next door to my old girl at the maternity home. She nearly brought the bloody roof down." Grobelaar's moustache took on a more melancholy droop as he thought about the work that lay ahead. Hours, days, weeks of questioning and checking and cross-checking, with a succession of sullen and uncooperative suspects. He sighed and jerked a thumb at the corpse. "All right, we've finished with him. Tell the butcher boys to come and fetch him."